This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, many of us have been fantasizing about how we're going to look, you know, once we get enough money to afford Botox. I know that's what I've been doing, you know, because I just slowly start to see the wrinkles come in. I see the way I look on TV, and I'm like, Lord have mercy, I need some Botox. And I've known that it was a toxin, and there's actually been studies saying, you know, they could Botox parts of the stomach for weight loss, and we've used Botox for migraines, and there's a lot of medical applications for Botox. And we like to block any negative thoughts we may have about injecting a toxin into our body. Well, now we can't block or ignore. As they're saying, the paralyzing toxins inside Botox will travel to other parts of the body when you think you're just injecting it into your frown lines. It was approved back in 2002 by the FDA on the grounds that if it was injected, it wouldn't move, that it was safe. And I gotta be honest, I've never had a patient who Botoxed, you know, tell me they had very, you know, abnormal paralysis or neurological side effects with it. In 2009, though, the FDA warned that there was tentative research showing botulinum toxin could spread further than the targeted cell. But now a team from the University of Wisconsin-Madison has confirmed that theory in I guess, a set of scientific experiments. It was published in the journal Cell Reports. And this has been the most definitive evidence against Botox. They say it'll reignite fears that the boosters could have a more crippling long-term health effect than the industry acknowledges. According to lead author Edwin Chapman, professor of neuroscience at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, he said this showed unequivocally a widespread effect. He said every time one fraction of the toxin acts locally on the first nerve cell it contacts, another fraction acts at a distance. It's unknown how far they travel, which likely depends on the dose of toxin and other factors. Now, botulism was discovered back in the 1800s. And, you know, we found botulism when, you know, canned foods would unfortunately get contaminated. And then the bacteria obviously never had a chance to escape or aerate, and it would grow. And a sign of botulism is like a can that's puffy because, you know, it produces air, the gas, the bacteria. And, you know, so I was always taught as a kid, any puffy can, don't eat. But what is a negative in nature many times can be turned into a positive. So Botox, being a paralytic, was found to, if it paralyzed the muscles, you would have smooth skin up above it. And it is one of the most popular things used in cosmetic surgery or cosmetic treatments. After 13 years on the market, Allergan PLC, that provides four versions of botulism toxin, reported global Botox sales of nearly $2 billion. Botox also does not really require any recovery time. It takes just a few minutes to administer. It's injected into the face at different points to tighten the muscles, and then it reduces wrinkles so it can hide the effects of aging. It basically blocks the mechanism with the botulism, is it blocks the nerve signals that tell your face muscles to contract. So basically your muscles are temporarily paralyzed. And then it lasts for a few months. It is so powerful that they measure it out in trillionths of grams. So what they did in this particular study is they looked at mouse neurons. And these were connected by tiny channels that allow the growth of axons, which are the long fibers that the neurons use to communicate. Kind of like if you look at electric wires, okay? So in tests of two botulinum toxins, the researchers saw toxin molecules entering the injected cell as expected. But once inside the cell, the neuron, botulism toxin splits proteins responsible for fusing the chemicals containers. Normally, the chemical signals tell muscles to move. When you cut the communication between the neurons and the muscles, then you get the temporary paralysis. But they captured microscopic images that showed toxin molecules were moving to nerve cells and that had not initially received the toxin. So they found it in places it should have never been. Co-author Jason Vavia, a UW-Madison postdoctoral fellow, produced videos showing tagged molecules of botulism toxin. They tagged them so that they could follow them, moving along the axons, connecting neurons. But by finding that they didn't always stay where they were injected, now we got an issue. Okay, with the FDA approving the medication, we have an issue of, is it safe? You know, these toxins are going to move. And, you know, the whole reason why we're even tolerating or stomaching botulism toxin and Botox being injected is because we were told it'll stay confined. And all it's going to do is mess with the facial muscles. Now, to me, as a medical student, that didn't make sense. But like I said, I just blocked that thought out. And I was like, you know what? It's been studied. I'm not going to wreck my head trying to debunk that theory. But duh. Anything that gets injected into your body that's foreign, and your body's going to want to clear it out. Okay? I mean, I'm not saying the blood supply is doing this, but, you know, whenever you inject anything into your, like a flu shot, how does the flu shot help you become immune to the flu? Well, because the mechanism of which it works has to be introduced into the blood system through the muscle. And then the blood learns to make antibodies against the flu. So if the flu shot seems to, you know, with its consequence seems to make it throughout the body, what would make us think that using botulism toxin in muscle doesn't? Doesn't make any sense. So, for those of us at Botox, it'd be very interesting to see. I mean, I haven't Botoxed yet. My big worry is once I start, I'm not going to be able to stop. Once I start and then it wears off, the wear off to me is going to be so prominent that I'm going to panic and need to keep doing it. So I'm going to try to put it off as long as possible. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, a couple nights ago, and I hadn't had a chance to address this because we've been so busy. Maybe it was a night and a half ago, because I was talking about, I was at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians meeting, and there was a lot of debate on single payer, and I talked about how I'm not a fan. Well, Thomas writes, our healthcare system is a mess. I'm not sold on the idea either, but why are you against a single payer system? So, it stinks. I really didn't want to go into it because it's not a very scientific reason. It's a very emotional and subjective reason why I don't want to go into a single payer, but I have a right to air my own opinion, so I will. The main reason why I don't want to go for a single-payer system is it means Obama and Pelosi and everybody that made the Affordable Health Care Act wins. And I know that's a very non-intelligent and academic position to hold, but when they wrote the Affordable Care Act, and many of us saw that it was designed to fail, that, you know, there was no way our private insurers were going to behave themselves, and there was no way something like this was going to fix the system, and they had very temporarily piped down on the idea of a public option. I mean, I knew that if we didn't make it work, and I told you guys on air, then, you know, government is going to want to come in and take over. And so I'm against it because it was the plan the whole time. And that's not an excuse, but I gotta be honest. So what is single payer? Well, single payer is not supposed to be confused with socialized medicine. It's not. But I think it's the gateway to it, as do a lot of others. So according to the Physicians for our National Healthcare Program, the PNHB, they say single-payer national health insurance, also known as quote-unquote Medicare for All, is a system in which a single public or quasi-public agency organizes healthcare financing. And the delivery of care, however, will remain in private hands. They said under a single-payer system, all residents of the United States would be covered for all medically necessary services, including doctor, hospital, preventative long-term care, mental health, reproductive health care, dental, vision, prescription drug, and medical supply costs. And I mean, I know that sounds wonderful to everybody. I know. But, okay, easier said than done, and I think we're being overly optimistic. They said the program would be funded by the savings obtained by replacing today's inefficient, profit-oriented, multiple insurance payers with a single streamlined nonprofit public payer and by modest new taxes, they say, based on the ability to pay. Premiums would disappear. They say 95% of all households would save money. Patients would no longer face financial barriers to care such as copays and deductibles and would regain free choice of doctor and hospital. Doctors would regain autonomy over patient care. Now, again, superficially, this sounds nice. But again, okay, and let me just go on. So they talk about the Affordable Care Act, which aims to expand coverage to about 30 million Americans, but 30 million people are still going to be uninsured. By the year 2023, tens of millions will remain underinsured. Insurers will continue to strip down policies, maintain restrictive networks, limit and deny care, according to the PNHP, increase patients' copays, deductibles, and other out-of-pocket costs. They say the law preserves our fragmented financing system, and the law continues the unfair financing of healthcare, whereby costs are disproportionately borne by middle and lower income Americans and those families facing acute and chronic illnesses. Okay, so there's this big push for single payer, and we're going to go there. We're going to go there, and then we are going to surpass that and go to socialized medicine. We just will. And so what is so bad about that? Well, compared to our situation now, it isn't as bad. It was originally. But because things are so bad, most people think that's the only way to go. I am very frustrated by the way we're approaching this whole thing, okay? See, to me, single payer, and I mean, I had plenty of experience with the VA system, with Medicare and Medicaid, and I couldn't stand working with, you couldn't call anybody. You couldn't contact anybody. My VA patients that would come to me as a civilian to receive medical care, I mean, we had to work with samples. We had to work outside the VA constraints to get them what they needed to. And it was very, very difficult. Because if the VA didn't cover for them to go outside the VA system, it was expensive. But they would come because they would get samples of medications and, you know, be able to, get access to medications that they couldn't get access to in the VA system. Now, this was about, 15 years ago. I don't know if the VA system has improved. But if single payer is going to be run by the government, and examples of government-run insurance is Medicare, Medicaid, and the VA system, I don't see why anybody's advocating for that. The problem is the lesser of two evils. these deductibles and copays and insurance companies are out of control. Now, I say, don't kill off capitalism. Don't kill off private entities being involved. If you need to kill something off, what we need to do is get rid of the middleman. Am I the only one that thinks it's absolutely stupid that you're spending $900 a month for insurance so that you could go and see me, Dr. Dahlia, who would have only probably charged you without insurance $50, but you're using that $800-$900 a month insurance to see me? I, because I have all these administrative fees, charge $150 or $100 to the insurance company. The insurance company will through a contract, reduce the price such that I turn around and get $75, but not from the insurance company, from you. So you're paying $800-$900 a month to turn around and pay me $75. Whereas in the olden days, without insurance, you would just go and pay $25 or $20 or bring the doctor a chicken. So what I'm thinking needs to be done is, rather having this big health insurer reduce rates and pay, if you ask the average doctor or medical provider how they would want to get paid, they would like to say, I'd like to get paid right there when I give the service. You got to pay your hairdresser, you got to pay the mechanic, you got to pay the grocery store. Just give me the $25 or the $50, I'll be fine. And I would be. I did the calculation. I could support my family, and I could support a limited amount of staff. The rent, I don't know, but I could do that if I was making about $25 to $50 a patient. I could do that without computers, without codes, without billing software. Okay, and another thing too is you would then be paid on every patient that you see. Okay, when I took Medicaid, I was getting paid on 2 out of 5 claims. Same code. With insurance companies, I wasn't paid on every claim. So what the heck am I, if you actually got paid $25 or $50 on every single person you saw, you could cover your expenses easy and make a profit. So you don't have to charge more than you need to. And so I'm concerned. And the other thing I'm concerned about as we move towards single payer is everybody says, look, it's a single-payer national health insurance, but the health care will be delivered by private hands. Well, how long after we convert to a single-payer health insurance system do you think the delivery of health care is going to become government-controlled also? How long do you think? Doctors are going to see that they're not getting paid. You know, rates are going to be cut. They're going to have to give, so the very few doctors that we already have are going to have to see 40, 50 patients a day. They're going to quit, and the government's going to be like, well, then we'll hire doctors. So we will be turning into a socialized medicine country very quickly. Now, some of you will say, not a bad thing, considering what happened. I just don't know how to then take it back later. Okay? I mean, a lot of greed. A lot of money mismanagement. By the way, money mismanagement. They said they will be able to pay for everybody because of all the money that they save will transfer directly to the constituents. How many of you believe that? Raise your hand. Do our tax dollars, penny for penny, go back to us? No. If so, we wouldn't be having an issue with Medicare right now with our baby boomers. Or Social Security being defunct. We wouldn't be having those issues if they manage the money. So the government is saying, look, we're going to save money because we're going to get to fire all those administrators. Well, now we have an unemployment issue. Not that I'm saying I want all those administrators. But really, are you going to take every dime and put it back to patient care? 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you missed buying emergency food from the patriotic guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Ramble, ramble.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is a little freaky. Botanists across the country are trying to figure out what is going on, because these corpse flowers are mysteriously blooming all at once, and I guess they're very stinky. They're called Titan arums, and they're known as corpse flowers. And there have only been 157 recorded blooms ever. Between 1889 and 2008. But this year in the U.S. alone, at least seven flowers have bloomed. So what's a corpse flower? The scientific name is Amorphophallus titanium. Do you guys know what Amorphophallus is? Well, amor, maybe it means love, amorpho, or amorpho. Amorpho means shape. Like morphology is the shape, so amorpho means abnormally shaped. Phallus means, like phallic, phallus means penis. Titanium means gigantic. So amorphophallus, titanium, means in Latin, giant misshapen penis. And according to ScienceAlert.com, they not only produce one of the biggest flowering structures in the world, sometimes reaching heights of over 6 feet, but their scent happens to mimic the stench of decomposing flesh with a little bit of old fish, I guess. And I guess it's very, very stinky. So the flowers are large. They are stinky. They make people giggle. They're native to parts of western Sumatra. They bloom about once every 6 years. Everybody gets a whiff of them going, what the heck is going on? And the botanists think that the noxious smell is supposed to help attract flies and other insects that typically eat decaying material. So rather than a beautiful smelling flower, they think the smell is supposed to be so bad so insects and flies come to it because they think it's rotting flesh, and then the flower could get pollinated. So the corpse flower is supposed to be like an anti-flower, because instead of attracting pollinators with nectar, it attracts them with these carrion-like smells. Now, the flowers are so large, it takes a lot of time and energy for the plant to reach bloom. So it's a very rare sight. They say the first corpse flower ever to bloom through cultivation took place in London in 1889. Since then, there have been only 157 other blooms through cultivation around the world. This year, though, seven flowers have bloomed around the U.S. within months of each other. Now, that is so very odd. So everybody's freaking out. Now, nobody's thinking it has to do with death. Okay, but I'm sure there are some people out there going, you know, let's, you know, try to, you know, talk to some, you know, mind readers or fortune tellers, you know, to figure out what is going on. So the blooms are rare. They're stinky. They think maybe now that botanical gardens like to plant them, maybe they're a little bit more popular. So I don't know. I just thought I'd let you guys know because it's just weird. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a diet supplement that may help prevent kidney stones. And I had a kidney stone, and kidney stones stink. Okay, they are not fun at all. They're very, very painful. You bleed, you think you're going to die, and it could put you into kidney failure, unfortunately. So they say hydroxycitrate, you know, may be a preventative treatment for kidney stones, not just taking it when you have a problem, but preventatively. The calcium oxalate crystals are some of the most common causes of kidney stones. Mine was uric acid, which is what is culprit in gout. So I had a more rare type of kidney stone, a uric acid kidney stone. But calcium kidney stones are the most common. And these are mineral deposits that form inside the kidneys. They get stuck in the urinary tract, they block urination, cause pain, and they affect 12% of men and 7% of women. If you have high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, that could also increase the risk. Now me, I was very skinny, I was very athletic, but I never drank water. And if I did, it was tap water. So that was an issue. They say physicians often urge people who are at risk to drink a lot of water and avoid foods high in oxalates, such as spinach, almonds, okra, and rhubarb. Doctors may also recommend potassium citrate, a dietary supplement that could slow the growth of crystals. In the new study, researchers looked at a similar compound known as hydroxycitrate. It's a natural fruit extract available as a dietary supplement. And they found that hydroxycitrate did a better job of slowing the growth of the calcium oxalate crystals. They form a stronger bond with the crystals and then break them up. So this is pretty damn cool, because kidney stones are so painful. And, you know, I live in a very dehydrated part of the country, and so we always tell each other, drink more water, drink more water. But if the deposits in the water, unfortunately, you know, could put you at risk for this, you're just, you know, behind the eight ball all the way. So this is pretty exciting stuff. We'll keep you guys posted. Next, we have a study out saying Florida ranks the highest on the worst state to have a baby. Now, not because of Zika. They say because of price. Americans paying the highest birthing price in the world with an average delivery costing 10 grand. Plus, throw on another 5,200 if there's a C-section. According to Wallet Hub, those without maternity health coverage will have to pay double or even triple the amount. Costs also vary widely from state to state. Wallet Hub compared birth costs in all 50 states plus the District of Columbia. And based on the website's calculations, Maryland offered the lowest C-section charges, while Florida charges the highest. North Dakota ranks first for lowest conventional delivery cost, while Florida again charges the highest. The analysis found infant care to be the cheapest in Mississippi, while new parents in Rhode Island pay the most. You know, when we were talking about health care, this is something that does really bother me, okay? Why does an appendectomy or a C-section or a hysterectomy cost differently? And one answer that many people say, well, quality of the doctor. Okay, you're getting a better doctor when you pay more. Really? I mean, I'm a nationally syndicated radio host. People think that my office visit would be $500 to see somebody. No, I'm going to pay the same because I don't consider myself a better doctor than anyone else. Whether I got my medical degree in Harvard or I got my medical degree in, I don't know, online, okay? I mean, you know, your worth and your success in medicine is based on, you know, the way you interact with patients, the way you investigate diseases, the way you use resources to figure out what is going on. And your experience. So I've seen people in non-fancy medical schools figure things out that Harvard doctors missed. So what does that mean? It means you can't put a price tag based on somebody. And somebody who went to medical school at Harvard should not be paid more than somebody who went to medical school in Colorado. I think that's ridiculous. If you have a sore throat and that sore throat was addressed, there should be a basic cost for somebody evaluating you for a sore throat. Now, again, I don't want the government deciding that because I think they're going to charge. But, you know, well, do it for free. You know, you should be doing stuff for free because you are, fortunate enough to be making an income. Okay, we got to figure something, a better system out. But, you know, if you get an appendectomy, this is what, I mean, just like when you get an oil change. There's a basic price for an oil change. I understand some places will charge more because maybe they'll give you coffee and donuts. Okay, and maybe they'll also detail your car at the same time. But for the most part, a gallon of milk is a gallon of milk. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are establishing state blood donation days in every state for National Blood Donation Week to help the blood shortage crisis. That goes from September 4th to September 10th. Vermont Blood Donation Day, Rhode Island, Oklahoma, Mississippi, New Mexico Blood Donation Days is September 10th, as well as many other states are, I believe, reviewing the proclamations in their governor's office as we speak. If you can donate blood or if you would like to host a drive, please visit the website at drdahlia.com. Chipotle is back in the news. It's not good. former employee of Chipotle Mexican Grill restaurant in Washington, D.C., claims she was fired because she became pregnant, has won her discrimination case against the Denver-based Mexican restaurant chain. The jury, see, I didn't know it was called a, I didn't know it was Denver-based or Mexican restaurant. I just, Chipotle, you don't even think. You just think that's, you know, American food, Chipotle now with, you know, but I get it. Tex-Mex, maybe I would have called it Tex-Mex. The jury in this case, filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia 2014, awarded Doris Garcia Hernandez $550,000 in compensatory and punitive damages after determining that her former manager did terminate her due to her pregnancy. The case goes back to 2011 when Garcia became pregnant while working at a Chipotle location. After she informed her manager of her pregnancy, he began restricting her access to water and bathroom breaks, the suit alleged. The suit did not list the manager's full name, referring to him as only David. To read more, then they give us that's kind of interesting. I would like to get a little bit more information on that because I thought they would, you know, be explaining how he fired her, how long after she informed him he got fired, but he limited water and bathroom breaks. When it comes to labor, okay, and it comes to your staff being, you know, pregnant, you do not mess around, okay? You do not mess around at all. If you coincidentally or simultaneously are making new rules, okay, on, you know, breaks and on smoke breaks or lunch breaks, etc. The time isn't, it's not the time to do it when somebody just informs you that they're pregnant. So obviously, you know, the worker won, the employee won. And my guess is rightfully so if he did fire her, it's just we don't have the details on that. And, you know, it's very interesting because, you know, being a physician, I'm my patient's advocate, and a lot of my patients were not business owners, they were employees. And so if I had a patient who I thought could possibly have a threatened abortion, which is a miscarriage, or I thought would be at risk or have a UTI, because, you know, you tell pregnant women, you make sure to go to the bathroom, and you make sure you, you know, don't hold it in because you could be more at risk for a UTI, you know, I would write notes for the employer. And most employers would comply. I don't think I ever had a case. The only case I had was one of my patients was a technician in a radiology center and or a dentist office, and so you know she had to be around the laughing gas, nitrous oxide, and she you know had to take X-rays. So what we did is we tried to figure out where she could work while she was pregnant to avoid the chemicals. But other than that, nobody ever had any labor issues. Everything, you know, worked out, you know, everything worked out, you know, we're fine. What we have to also look at from the flip side is if you do have an employee that needs to be fired, could they say you fired them based on them being pregnant or discrimination? And where we need to be very, very careful with how we address these cases is we don't want employers to panic and not hire women as a result of them being fearful that something could happen. So, like, for example, I mean, you know, you could, let's say, you know, let's say you have a patient, you have a staff person that's just not showing up. And you're like, you know, look, you know, we hired you. You know, we don't have a replacement for your position. So every time you call out with no notice, you know, we can't make this work. I'm sorry, we have to let you go. And they go, yeah, but the problem is I'm pregnant. Okay, so now what does the employer do? And every labor laws are different in every state. But what do? You fired them. And now they answered back, but I'm pregnant. So are they still officially fired? And then if you let them go, did you fire a pregnant patient? I mean, should you then take back the firing and, you know, figure out how to make it work? Do you have to have them prove to you that they're pregnant? Okay, we had one employee that faked that she was pregnant, that she was never pregnant. That was crazy. So what happened is she told us she was pregnant, so she couldn't do X-rays, which was totally fine. Then she said she was pregnant, so she needed a sit-down job. But she couldn't do front desk because she was pregnant and front desk was too stressful. So we basically had her, you know, sit in a lab and, you know, maybe, you know, sort things. We gave her a very, very easy job. A couple months into it, one of our staff people said, you know, she's not even pregnant. And so here I am as an employer going, what do we do? Do we ask for a pregnancy test? Do we, so how I handled it was this, okay? Because again, I mean, how do I know this other employee isn't trying to set her up? You know, maybe she is pregnant. I'm going to doubt somebody's pregnant just because somebody else said so. So how I handled it is I went to the employee and I said, look, I want to make sure that whatever we're doing is not putting you and the pregnancy at risk. If you don't mind, can you bring a note from your OB? Because you said you were pregnant, so this shouldn't violate your privacy. Can you bring a note from your OB saying what you can do? Because I also don't want to, you know, force you to sit for 8 hours and you get a blood clot. So, you know, tell your OB what your work restrictions are so that, you know, you aren't put at undue risk and, you know, we don't force you to have a blood clot because, you know, we're giving you a sit-down job when, you know, she may not want that. Well, so the next day I was expecting her to come back with a note from her OB and instead she quit. So, I still have no idea if she was pregnant or not. But then another employee said, yeah, she was joking about it. She said, she's not even pregnant. And so we have two employees saying she, you have witnesses. And I was like, you know, how would this have even played out with the labor board? I mean, where is your, you know, as an employer, where's your proof? And, you know, a lot of my listeners are employers. They're managers. You know, and so, you know, on one end, you know, we fight so hard to, you know, make progress in terms of you know, rights of women and ethnicities and rights of religious rights and, you know, the ability to breastfeed on the job, etc. But a big concern that a lot of people have is they're going to do the wrong thing or something's going to happen where they... you know, they fire somebody and then all of a sudden it comes back to them that they fired them for a reason that they shouldn't have and then they get sued for $500,000. And so what's very, very frustrating is cases like this could scare future employers into going, well, you know what, I just can't take the risk of, you know, having to do $500,000 payout if one of my employees claims harassment or, you know, pregnancy, et cetera. And that's a problem. Because, you know, we've made so much progress. So, you know, your job is to make sure you're not an idiot. Don't fire somebody because they're pregnant. Okay? But I think a very, very, and again, you could check with your labor board with this. Sometimes they could give great advice, sometimes they can't. But, you know, my suggestion would be, you know, when it comes to how do you handle a situation with an employee, you know, ask the labor board for advice. Or if it has to do with a pregnancy, you know, incorporate their doctor. Okay? Because, you know, you don't want to be sued for somebody miscarrying also. Okay? Somebody could be sued saying, look, he forced me to do a sit-down job and I got a blood clot. You don't tell a pregnant woman to just sit down all day. Well, then, so if we're not supposed to have you walk, we're not supposed to have you sit down, what should we do? So then get the doctor involved. Get the medical provider involved and say, look, I want to do everything by the book. I want my employee and her pregnancy to go as smoothly as possible. What do you recommend? Can you give us some guidelines that we could follow? 1-877-DR-TALLY. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.